Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the
game at 1990game.com. Sam and Jarvis with you on this Monday night, Memorial Day 2020, a different Memorial Day than we used to having. Baseball, something usually a part of Memorial Day, and we hear the sound of Timothy Miller, who each and every Sunday afternoon, the Braves game at the seventh inning stretch, will come out and sing God Bless America, a stirring rendition he does, the Tenor Lion, as he is known. Just a reminder of today and the men and women that we honor and why we honor them, placing their lives in harm's way and paying the ultimate price for the freedoms and liberties that we enjoy in our country. We do salute you, each and every one. And that's something else we miss, Jarvis. Usually have baseball going on right about now, you know? We usually have baseball happening on this holiday weekend, man. At the ballpark, that's usually a lot of fun. And we usually get to hear him. And you know, I always wonder how he does it, man. You ever seen Timothy in person? You ever been out of the ballpark when he sang, when
yes,
he sung?
Yes, I have. I actually did get a chance. I mean, because, man, my man be focused, though, man. Can I just say that? He is super laser-focused. And I'm talking about beads of sweat coming down his forehead and everything, man. He's still
– but he's got that tux.
Just hitting those notes. Man, like
– he still got that black tux on, man, on Sunday afternoon.
I'm trying to figure out how he does it, because – Satan was out this weekend, like literally, like he was running around out there with his pitchfork and everything. Man, it was so hot out there over the weekend, man. I went to the grocery store and was sweating. I was like, "What is going on? This is crazy."
Yeah, yeah, it's summer. The season changed.
I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, he always does it. Timothy always does it, always does an excellent job. Shout out to him as we come back to you. Glad you're with us here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, 1990game.com. You can follow us, of course, on all of our platforms of social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook at 929 The Game. Also, if you want to check in with Jarvis or I, you can follow us with both social. Jarvis is at JD90. That's right.
Sam, can I say this?
At Jarvis D90.
But I want to just say this, man. Like, this is one of the things that John does it and has done it, and we used to do pretty frequently on the Bucket Mentality. Anybody that follows me or Sam, we'll give you a shout out. So it's at Jarvis D90. My Twitter is at Jarvis D90, and your Twitter is at Sam Crenshaw 23, right?
At Sam Crenshaw 23. Just give us a shout out. If you're weighing in on what we're talking about, or if you want us to give us a shout out, we'll do that for you tonight. Or if you want to call and join the conversation.
Is that an ode to Michael Jordan?
Was that? No, man. My birthday is the 23rd of the month.
Of this month?
It's the 23rd of the month that I was born in. And you need
That's
October.
October.
It don't come till the fall.
Got a little time, yeah.
Hopefully, by my hopefully by my birthday, man, we'll have everything going, you know, all the sports will be happening by that time. The fall sets up to be pretty busy for us, Jarvis.
Pretty packed, all these, right.
The events we already have, and then the things that have been backed up into it. You know, we think, you know, here in town, the Peachtree Road Race is going to be Thanksgiving Day. The week before that, we're going to have the Masters. You know what I mean? So you got all kind of things that we're going to have. In addition to, we don't know how far baseball is going to go. We're saying baseball now may run through November to the 1st of December. Is that the time they start the new basketball season? There are all kind of things. And MLS still plans, I think, to try to get all of their games in as well. How does this all work? You know, this is going to be amazing how it all comes out. We're going to talk some SEC football and try to find out more about the plans there. Chris Marler from Saturday Down South will join us in the next segment. But, Jarvis, I want to talk about things that are already going on and things that we're seeing with sports. As a matter of fact, they got a NASCAR race that just started here a couple of minutes ago up in Charlotte. They're running four straight days or nights. As they're back, and they're one of the first things back on the air. And to me, they're taking advantage of a situation where they're the only game in town, so to speak. They came back last week with two races at Darlington, or three races and four nights. They're at Charlotte now. This is the second. Tomorrow night, the truck race, and Wednesday night, the cup cars come back. I think it's been a great way for them to go back because they kept their fans engaged through the e-sport. They're the one sport that could have the actual principals participate in its e-sport, and it kept a lot of fans engaged. It maybe got them some new fans as well. So that's one thing that's back on there. The other thing was this thing called the match, and actually it was the match two, because the match original two, match was Phil Mickelson against Tiger Woods. And I was, you know, fortunate enough that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, thanks to the underboss, sent me out for the media day for that out in Vegas, which was not in Vegas, by the way. It was way outside of Vegas, man. And I'm doing call-ins, right? I'm doing call-ins to shows, man, and guys were all saying, but, you know, Andy and Randy, they're all picking fun of me. What, you're not in Vegas? You're not in Vegas? Where'd you go get breakfast? I said, I'm at this Cracker Barrel. You in Vegas and you eating a Cracker Barrel? I said, I'm not in Vegas, man. I'm about an hour outside of town. You know, I didn't get that. But that's where they had the golf match, but that's where they had the media day for the two, and then it was nice. That event was nice. It came off good. The players didn't talk as much, and so I think adding the two football players yesterday, who already talked some trash at each other, and then dropping Charles Barkley in, that made it so entertaining yesterday. How was, you know, did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely enjoyed it a lot, man, because, you know, it kind of – I think I'm starting to come off as a hater, but, you know, whatever, man. I don't care about that. to see Tom Brady struggle, that was great for me. That was must-see TV. I'm talking about from the split in his pants and, you know, and just hitting the ball anywhere. Like, he had no idea where the ball was going once he hit it. Like, no idea whatsoever. And then to the point where Charles Barkley was actually talking trash to this man. Charles Barkley was actually talking trash to somebody about playing golf and how bad they are. And we all know, like, Charles Barkley is probably the worst golfer ever.
but they keep inviting him. They keep inviting him to stuff. They keep inviting him.
Of course they're going to invite him. Of course they're going to invite him because, you know, Chuck is a great guy. He's very generous when it comes to, you know, giving money. And he was throwing a couple of incentives out there on yesterday as well. So, yeah, they're going to continue to invite him, but, you know, that doesn't mean he's going to get any better. Like, you would think, like, make some golf lessons, man. You can afford it. Come on.
We're talking about the match yesterday that Tiger Woods was able to team up with Peyton Manning, and they were able to beat Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. And as you mentioned, Charles Barkley was talking a little noise at Brady, and then Brady pulled off this shot. Take a listen.
Hey, Tom, how many shots you want? This Chuck.
Chuck.
Come on, man. I'm going to give you some shots, man. I want
all
some
right.
of you.
Gotta get going. Chuck, I've been focusing on football, bro. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, man.
Ready to dominate.
Got it'll turn on. Don't worry. It ain't over yet. Ain't over yet.
What do you got left here, Tom? He is third. I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no. I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
You had a shot at Drano?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get it, oh, go in. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you made it.
Wow. Oh.
Take a second at Chuck.
Wow.
Hey, hey, yeah. hey.
Chuck.
Hey, man.
Chuck.
I got that's
Chuck.
Awesome.
Shut your mouth, Chuck.
Unreal.
Take a little of that medicine. Get your butt out here.
Don't sound weird talking trash. Like,
yeah, I know,
shut
man.
Your mouth,
I
Chuck. Know. You know, Chuck. And also, if, another thing from that sound bite, I know for a fact, right there when Tom said, you know, I've been focused on football, I know he wanted to just say, you know what, you know, I'm a winner. You know, I like to get rings. You know, I said, I know it was going to be it should have been, he was feeling a ring. I felt the ring reference in his spirit, you know, when he said, because he really wanted to say something else, but he, you know, yeah, I've been focused on football. And he kind of just moved on. But I felt like he wanted to say, you know, I got like, you know, 30 rings, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, you probably don't know about that. That's why you probably worried about golf. But he didn't want to embarrass the man. But yeah, it was just funny seeing Tom in that element. I loved it. Like I said, I loved it. I loved the struggling. It was pretty cool seeing him hit that shot on the seventh hole after Chuck was talking trash to him. So yeah, I thought it was great, man. Like to have those guys mic'd up and seeing how Phil was helping Tom, and Tom was being very receptive to it because he needed to.
yeah, he did.
And
yeah,
he was actually, you know, getting better. Because he got off to a horrible start, Sam.
He did. He did. The match two, a big success, raised a big check for $20 million raised yesterday. So it had everything you would want in an event, including big television ratings, 5.8 million viewers. They're estimating tune in to see this on just about every cable platform that Turner has, I think, was showing it. It was on CNN International. It was on Headline News.
Everybody.
It was on TNT. It was on True TV. It was on all those different things.
It was on Bounce TV, everywhere. It was on all the shows.
It was everywhere. I was gonna say,
you know, the one thing that really, I think Tom just took a little bit too far, is when there was a Falcons reference. Now we all know what 2016 brought to us, you know, to the city of Atlanta. We know the anger and the disdain that we have for the New England Patriots. I think that Tom Brady, now, granted, he was asked a question. I give him a little bit of that. But I think, man, like for him to just come out and say what he said on that sound, man, just take a listen. Just take a listen.
These aren't the Falcons you're playing against. Tigers are a pretty good closer.
Same colors, though.
Man.
It's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons.
Oh, man. Why you had to go there, man? Why you got to go there? I don't understand that.
We don't see him till late in the season, too. You know, we don't see him till after Thanksgiving. We don't see him because of the schedule. I was hoping the Falcons would see him in the first two or three weeks.
Like,
I really did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Like, golly.
I
look at it like this, though. And one thing that was encouraging, Dante Fowler, who the Falcons just signed this offseason, he's a guy that had 11 and a half sacks last year.
Absolutely.
Hopefully he can bring that to the Falcons this year. Is he was a little fired up about it. So to see him kind of respond to it, like, all right, don't worry about it. You know, I got something for you. You know, so you see him twice this year. So hopefully, you know, that he can bring a couple folks along with him to meet Tom Brady once they start playing football, since he's so focused on football. But yeah, man, yeah, I appreciate
Nah,
chill out, Tom.
He's going to Tampa Bay, and he's got Grunt with him, but he's not bringing that New England offensive line with him. He used to never get hit up in New England. He's going to get hit this year, and especially when he comes to our place. He's going to get hit this year for sure. Yeah, Tom Brady, we got something for you. All right, talking football, moving on, more football talk on this hour. How about some SEC talk? All right, Chris Marler from Saturday Down South is waiting to come up next. You stay with us. Sam and Jarvis keeping things warm for John Chuckery here on this Memorial Day holiday Monday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can follow us through the radio.com app, your smartphones, and all of your smart speakers. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Jarvis sitting in for John Chuckery on this Monday night. So glad that you're with us wherever you are around our listening area. And glad you're spending the last part of your holiday Monday with us. Some of you may be going back to work tomorrow. Some of you may be going back to work at your old workplace. But if you're like us, you're working from home. That's whatever here in the virtual Kia Studios. Just so glad that you're with us and we're providing you with a little sense of normalcy until we get adjusted to this new normal that's happening with us. Jarvis, we talked a lot about the match last time. We talked a little NFL. Time to talk some college football. And we know there are great expectations around the SEC once again. We got someone we want to bring in to join the show for the first time with us on the waitfor.com hotline from Saturday Down South. Chris Marler joins us. Chris, good morning. I'm used to be around in the morning. Good evening to you. Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good evening, man. I appreciate y'all having me on. Yeah, I feel like that's fine. Do not know what time of day, what actual day it is. All that's fine in quarantine, so we're good.
How have you been doing? How you doing? How you and your family, how you guys been staying? Say, what's it been like?
We're doing pretty well. So I know we don't know each other that well, but the only downside of all this from us, like we've enjoyed being here. Me and my fiance and our dog, we've had a great time in quarantine. The only downside is we had a wedding that was scheduled for April 24th, and we had to postpone it because of this. And so that's been the one downside. It's a pretty big downside, but everything else is going well. And now that we're potentially getting college football back, all is good.
Yeah, so Chris,
and that's the Jarvis thing, Jarvis. Here, man. Go ahead, Jarvis. Go ahead,
Chris. I just wanted to say, man, like obviously, I was just I had checked out your SEC East preview, and obviously Georgia is a big favorite. But who is the team that you see possibly sneaking up on a team like Georgia, being that they're such a heavy favorite?
A lot of people are really high on Florida, and I understand why. I think there's a lot of expectations down in Gainesville, especially with what Dan Mullen will do in his first 2 years. Tennessee is another one. I don't know if either of those teams are at Georgia's level that Georgia's at right now. I just don't. And I think that, I understand they lose a lot. They lose a lot on paper. They lose, almost that entire offense, and I think the only return – two starters, but that defense is going to be, I think, in my opinion, the best defense we've seen in college football since maybe 2011, and they led the country last year. So, to kind of cop out on the question, I don't know if anybody is able to do it.
Well, so with that being said, do you think that there is, can Kirby Smart be the only thing that could hold them back from winning the SEC East?
That's a good question. There's a lot of, if there's one thing you want to say about Kirby that's maybe negative, it's that his in-game coaching has not always been great. And, Georgia fans don't need me to remind them of that. That fake punt in the SEC Championship game is still questionable, still very, very questionable. So, yeah, he could be the only thing. But I'll say this, too. The Jamie Newman hype is, I think, somewhat deserved. And he's a very good quarterback, but it's somebody we also haven't seen perform in this conference, and I personally think he's going to do very well. Pro Football Focus has him as the number three returning quarterback in the country, and that's only behind Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. So I don't think you could put it all on Kirby per se. He definitely has a new coordinator coming in. I will say this: if they get into a tight moment in one of those games against Alabama or Florida, especially one of those games that's away from Athens, and he does something similar to what we saw in the first couple of seasons that he had as a head coach, where he did have some blunders and mishaps late in games, where he kind of just overthought it, I think he would be the guy to blame. I don't think by any means he's on the hot seat, but then you have to start questioning that in-game coaching, if that's what's really holding you back, because nothing else has been able to hold him back. The recruiting is fantastic. They've been in the top five, it seems like, every single year. So, yeah, it would fall on Kirby.
Spend time on the waitforit.com hotline with Chris Marler from Saturday Down South. He is social. You can follow him on Twitter at Vern Funquist. That is Vern Funquist and the F-U-N are all cap letters. You gotta let me in on this on this Twitter handle, man. Where'd you get that from?
So it was between that and Claw Feinbaum after White Claws, and I think it was probably a better move to go with Vern Funquist. The only downside of it is that I'm not getting younger by any means. I'm 34. Vern's a lot older than me, and it doesn't matter how many times I go on radio, especially in Arkansas for some reason. Right afterwards, we'll get a lot of hate in my mentions on Twitter about how much they dislike Vern on the CBS games. And I was like, I mean, first off, that's just rude because he was fantastic in those CBS games. Second off, Vern Funquist is not the real Vern Lundquist. So that's the only downside of it, but I do enjoy it.
He is talking SEC. We talked about Georgia and what you think they would do on the east side. What about from the west now? We figure this is a retool season for LSU. A lot of people are looking at Alabama and figure they are all clear in the driver's seat. And maybe so. But when is this Texas A&M team that's going to be so competitive show up? We heard last year they were supposed to be that, and it didn't happen. So does Texas A&M show up this year?
I am very high on the Texas A&M bandwagon, to be honest. I think you talk about year three of Jimbo at A&M. What can he do there? They have 16 returning starters, and that's according to 24/7 Sports. I think in some places I've heard they have 18 or 19. I don't know. Regardless, that's a lot of starters coming back. A very experienced team that definitely underperformed and was underwhelming at times in the past few seasons. However, when you talk about what Jimbo's been able to do with his quarterbacks at different stops, Kellen Mond being a senior, he's the only quarterback in the SEC that's had 2 years of starting experience. And people always like to say that he hasn't performed that well in those games. So that schedule gets a lot easier this year. Like, you don't have games at Clemson on this year's schedule. They do have to play Bama and LSU in their last two games of the season, but I could easily see A&M getting out to a 10-0 start. The rest of the West, I don't understand the hype around Auburn, to be honest. I think Bo Nix will definitely improve in year two. But that defense is gutted on the defensive line and especially the defensive backs. Kevin Steele's a great coordinator, but I don't think they have enough young talent at those two positions to really, I think, compete the way they did last year. And also, I think the LSU, we all know what they lost the draft. I don't think that matters this year. When you talk about an Alabama team that is, I know the dynasty's always ending and, you have to wonder if Saban, on his way out, blah, 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 blah. What people don't talk about enough of last year's season with Alabama is the fact that by the end of the season, that defense was missing six starters from the beginning of the season. Two of them were linebackers that would have played alpha roles. Instead, they were played by true freshmen that seemed lost at times all season. That defense is going to be back. They're going to be healthy. They did lose Tua. They lost two first-round receivers, but they get two more first-round receivers for next year's draft. And maybe the best running back combination in the SEC with Najee Harris and Trey Sanders. I think it's Bama, and if they have a chip on their shoulder, I mean, I think the rest of the league should probably watch out.
Chris Marler Jones is on the wayforward.com hotline. Chris, staying in the SEC West, how does LSU replace Joe Burrow?
Clone him, I guess. I have no idea how to even answer that. That's a player that, it's not just the fact that Joe Burrow had the single greatest season in college football history for a quarterback, statistically. What he meant to that program and what they were able to catch with him and the combination of Joe Brady, you can't really put that into – there's just – words don't even describe, I think, how big of a deal that is. Because there's no other position, I think, maybe even in the SEC, maybe the entire country, that was as underwhelming as the LSU quarterback position. And those LSU quarterbacks since 2012 ranked last or second to last in the entire SEC in touchdown passes thrown every single year until 2018. And Joe Burrow came in, and I don't think Miles Brennan is going to be a bad quarterback, but to think that Miles Brennan is going to be able to replace even slightly what Joe Burrow is able to bring to the table as a leader, from an accuracy standpoint, from a talent standpoint, that's really asking a lot from a kid that has been in the program for a couple of years, but has not had to start yet and faced SEC defenses with and had the target on their back. like LSU, they're not really familiar with this in the last decade or so of being the guy, the king of the hill and having the target on their back. I will say the bigger issue besides Burrow is Joe Brady being gone and what he was able to do as offensive or co-offensive coordinator. I don't know if they'll ever be able to replace that.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Chris Marler from Saturday Down South. My goodness, he does a number of things for them. He's the co-host of the SDS pod. Also, he does some stand-up, as well as keeping an eye on things around the SEC. And for this holiday, he is a connoisseur of hot dog. I understand you have a recipe or two for us.
We just grilled out hot dogs.
What you do on the grill today?
I reason to listen. I don't really have a recipe. I don't have a recipe for hot dogs.
Oh, come on, man. Well, make up one. You're on live radio. You're on live radio. Make up one.
All right, let me see here. First off, you gotta grill the bun. That's a key ingredient. If you have a cold bun and a hot dog, it's already not a great meal. A lot of times you're eating a hot dog. It's not at a baseball game. If you're eating a hot dog, not in a stadium, you got some questions you want to answer about your life because things might not be going great. So get yourself a hot bun and a hot dog, ketchup and mustard. Relish might be a little bit too much. I'm not with sauerkraut. That's not for me. That's my recipe.
Chris, are you using butter?
Okay.
For the bun. Are you using butter for the bun?
I'm not, but that's only because it's, this quarantine has not been easy on my waistline, and I got to cut before media days and media season. So that's the reason I'm not using butter. I've been using butter on ice cream lately. That's what things have been.
Oh,
I brushed my teeth laying down last week. That's what quarantine's been for me. So.
Wow.
Oh, that's where it got too much.
Wow. Whoa.
In hindsight, I wish I didn't share that with you guys. That was awkward for the first time talking.
That's not bad. That's bad at all. We'll be watching for you at media days now.
I appreciate that.
How have you been watching things now as we look to see, obviously the NCAA has given the green light for players to go back. You feel like we're going to get a full season in, Chris? Do you feel like things will start on time? And where do you think you will be on game days? Will folks like us even be at the games?
That's a good question, too. I think we're going to have a season. I think it's too important for these universities. First off, the NCAA, I was shocked they canceled March Madness because if there's anything they love at the NCAA head offices outside of disciplining kids and programs for accepting $50 under the table, it's making money. And the fact that they didn't do March Madness was shocking to me. There's no way they go a full calendar year without football and March Madness. And I think more than anything, I think you've seen the conferences and some of these, individual institutions kind of take up things in their own arms or their own hands and say, we're going to have a season. Like if the Pac-12 wants to go out and play home and home, inside their own conference in February, that's fine. They haven't been in the playoff in 5 years anyway. If Michigan, the president came out this week and said, if not all students are back, then football won't be back. That's fine. They're not really going to be a part of the playoff picture anyway as well. So the SEC is going to have football. And I hate to sound like that kind of homer for the conference, but I think you've seen stuff where, Florida reopening, Georgia reopening, and to be honest, I thought it might have been too early. I was a little bit surprised that, the governor camp opened up so early. But in hindsight, I believe it might have been the right thing. And we've seen the numbers kind of decline. And if that continues, then by all means, let's have football. Let's just do it safely. And I've missed weddings, I've missed birthdays, I've missed a lot to go to college football games. I can tell you, I will be there for sure. If I have to wear a mask, that's fine. If they have to implement that, it might be tough to implement, but if the deal is like, hey, we're going to have Georgia-Bama in Tuscaloosa on September 19th, the only way you're getting in is if you have a mask on, and if you don't keep your mask on, you'll be asked to leave. I guarantee you, no matter what kind of bitching and moaning people have on social media or beforehand, that mask will be in front of their face for four quarters so they can watch those games.
And I promise you something else. Alabama is going to have some at the gate to sell for people to wear into the game, and they're going to turn a tidy profit. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Chris, look, man, I hope you're at the game, and I hope I'm there as well for some of the games as well. We'll see what happens, what's going to be allowed. That's all in the future. We all know we love college football, and we look forward for it happening this spring. We thank you for coming on the show with us here and giving up a little bit of your holiday Monday to share with us.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. I apologize about sharing that information about brushing my teeth. Won't happen next time. I hope to talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Chris. All right, man. It's all good, man.
Thank you a lot. That is Chris.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
It is. All good, man. We got nothing but love for you, man. This is Chris Marler from Saturday Down South talking some SEC football with us. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk more about football and a player who says players shouldn't get paid because it'll be bad for them. And wait until you find out which player said this, too. Oh, that's Lord. Coming up as we continue. Sam and Jarvis. Yeah, right. Sam and Jarvis on this holiday Monday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available to all of you through the radio.com app on your smartphones and all of your smart devices and smart speakers. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Jarvis. Hanging out in the virtual Kia Studios on this Monday night, Memorial Day holiday weekend. Hope it's been a safe one for you. We're sitting in and keeping things warm for John Chuckery on this night, and so glad you're with us. You can follow us, like I said, once again, on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. You can text us there. Or you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 404-741-0929. Jarvis D at Jarvis D 90 at Jarvis D 90 on Twitter. I'm at Sam Crenshaw 23. And even if you want to go to the man on the other side of the glass at Dylan Matthews 12. Dylan Matthews 12. Dylan getting things done for us there at our studios in Midtown. Jarvis, that was a great conversation and a lot of fun we just had there with Chris, sharing a lot of things about the SEC. But he don't take himself too seriously, does he? Especially talking about it media days and stuff he's going to be. Going to be eating and putting butter on everything. I'm like, who's he hanging out with? Paula Deen?
I know, right? Like, dude, man,
put butter on everything.
You know what? Can I be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to go ahead and say, that's fat. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, that is extremely fat. Like, that is something that you should not do in life, man. Like, you're like, literally asking for a quarantine heart attack. Like, seriously. Like, come on, bro.
You know
like,
what I mean?
Especially if you're by yourself. You know, you say yes, Beyonce, trying to get married. Like, yep. You can't be eating like that, man. Like, I understand picking up some weight,
wow.
But that is just like, like, you're telling me you're trying to do something. Like, I need to check your, like, mental. I need to check out your mental. Like, you know how Marshawn Lynch always say, man, make sure the mentals and your chicken, make sure your mentals and your chicken is straight.
And your chicken.
Yeah, and your chicken, man. You got to make sure your mentals and your chicken straight, boy. Your mentals ain't right. You putting butter on everything, man. Like, that's, you're asking for disaster right there, man.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, real
yes,
quick, Sam. I got a couple shout-outs, man. People don't gave me a couple follows here. Chris Marlowe actually followed me, so shout-out to him. And Trevor Woodworth, thank you, sir, for following me. And if you want to hear your name called out on the radio, I know that was a real cool thing back in the day. You know, if you don't think so now, it's all good. Just give me a follow, and I'll give you a shout-out, man.
Yeah, we give you a shout-out. You know, it used to work back in the day when you play somebody's favorite song or something. Let me play that song for you. What song do you want me to play? Request.
you already got the Barry White going on, man. I'm going to get you to sing before we get off this show, man. It's 8:45 right now. By 11 o'clock, Sam, I'm going to have you singing not Barry White. I need you to give me some Eyes of Haze, man. A little Eyes of Haze vibe, man.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Now that I stand accused and that kind of carrying on. Oh, my goodness. That really would bring the brown water out. Folks, we're so glad that you're spending some of your holiday with us. Girl Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Jarvis. And as I said it on Twitter earlier, Sam, and I really enjoy working with Jarvis and enjoy spending time with him whenever I can. We promised tonight we would not talk about the Albany State West Georgia football game from last season. We're not going to talk about that game, Jarvis. We're not going to talk about that at all.
Hey, man, well, you know, Sam, it happens sometimes, baby. You know, when you run up on the squad, man, that blew a goal or something else, man. You got to come correct, man.
26-14, man. My boy got to do better next fall. We got to do better in the fall. You know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Going to the break.
Hopefully they'll be able to bring their caliber of play up to ours. You know how we get down, man. You know, if they're not, you know, that's understandable too. You know, we hold ourselves to a high standard at the Albany State University, man. You know, I got to represent my squad.
You would do that. You would do that. You would do that. See, you throw me all off base saying that now. We just wait till this fall. We're going to see that. We already mad. We only got 9 games on our schedule. We had Florida Tech on the schedule, and they dropped football. So yeah, now we only got 9 games, man, instead of 10 this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's something. And that's something. We hope you don't hear any more of that going on. That's for sure. Going to the break, we mentioned, because there's always a lot of talk about whether or not players at the collegiate level should be paid. And we're seeing more and more the NCAA will allow players to collect money for their likeness. And I think that's long overdue. I think that's long, long, long overdue. But there was a certain former player who had a great deal of notoriety when he was a player for receiving things. Says that he, you know, was saying not that he was misquoted, but he said something alluded to the fact that players shouldn't get paid now because it would be bad for them, it would be destructive for the game because these players wouldn't know how to handle it, and it would just be a bad situation. And here's a guy who got all kind of things when he was playing at Southern Cal. Folks moving to a new house, all kind of stuff. And of all people to come out and say that, right?
Right. Like, my whole thing is when it comes to Reggie Bush, man, like, there's a certain thing you have to kind of like go through. You have to go through the process of all the things that you do.
Yep. And all those things we were talking about, Jarvis, as far as with Reggie and the things that he took Southern Cal team through. And, you know, things they want to take wins back and Heisman Trophy back and all those type things. And he is saying that. And I, you know, I can understand him saying some things may not be to the best. But the thing of it is, will the players be taught, at least if they're going to get an increase in money? And that's something I've always maintained. If the players get more money, if there's an increase, or if they actually get paid, you know, have a class for management. To me, that's the least you can do. And I think that's something that any college should want to do. If they're going to do that. But that's what I was just saying, Jarvis. You're back with us now.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm back.
Of a player or receiver. Okay. And you were making your point.
Yeah, about, so I was just saying about, that about Reggie is Bush. A guy, like, he has to really, like, understand what it is to be able to transition from a broadcaster to a professional athlete. You have to understand what's out there. Like, you have to know that people know that your parents got magically moved up to LA, and there was a house and all this good stuff. You already made money off your name. So I just think it's just a little disingenuous for him to sit up here and say, oh, those guys wouldn't know what to do with the money and all this stuff. You know what to do with it. You knew exactly what to do with it. You went on to win the Heisman Trophy. Your parents were living it up and doing whatever they were doing. You know, by benefiting off of your name. They benefited off of your name of who you were. You are Reggie Bush, one of the best running backs in college football, probably one of the best guys I've ever seen with my own eyes. Reggie Bush was dynamic. He was that dude in college. So if you were able to benefit from that, so how can you then turn around and say, guys won't be able to handle it or guys need to be educated? I mean, I understand guys being educated about what to do with the money. That's a whole separate conversation. But for you to sit up here and say
it is
that they shouldn't get it, like, come on, dude. Like, really, bro? Like, we understand your story. We know a lot of your story. We still don't even know all. We don't know how much money you probably received. Because if your folks were getting a house, like, I could only imagine the amount of cash that was put in a duffel bag in that house. You know, in your room, under your bed. You know, like, we don't know that. Yeah, so for you to know that and say that, that's kind of it's a little whack in my opinion.
Yeah, but you know what? When you have the times that we're in, and especially now with the things we're asking the players to do, to get set to do, considering there may still be some type of health threat, yet we still want them to get prepared to go out and play. The NFL, that's one thing. NFL's going to play, I say, regardless. College, to me, is something where, you know, you still got some people who have to go. You know, full steam with NFL. College is kind of a different thing. But I'm glad that they are, at least the NCAA is entertaining the thought and going to allow guys, if they're a player with a nickname or a player that, you know, wins a Heisman Trophy and they're selling a bunch of jerseys with his number in that bookstore every day, he's going to get a chance to make some of that cash. And if in an off season, if he can make some appearances, sign some autographs somewhere, do that, it's fine. You know, so I have no problem with them being able to, some players being able to do that type thing. I think if you're going to pay players now, I'm all for instituting a management class, because each and every college, I think the worst thing that should happen is for a player to leave their school and be in need. You know, right. So I mean, let's hold some of that cash, whatever they make. If they're going to make some, then make sure they get the majority of it at the end. So they're not leaving school. Everybody's not going to go pro. We know that. When they leave, they got some cash at least to get started in life. And hopefully they take in the management classes that will teach them, at least they will open themselves up to better learn how to manage the funds that they have. And we won't have anything like that ESPN 30 for 30 broke. We hope we never see any more of that type thing again, you know. So, that you know, Reggie, go hang out with the Kardashians some more. And
go pound Sam. That's what I'm talking about. That's hashtag Monday Night Sam. Monday Night Sam said, go kidding with the Kardashians, bro. You know, that's what you need.
Go hang out with them.
The nerve of this man. Like the unmitigated gall of this man. Like, come on, man. Like, are you serious? Like, how do you even fix your mouth to say something like that? Like, we don't know. Like, we don't know what happened at USC. Come on, man.
Yeah, big time out there. Like forfeiting a Heisman Trophy. That's the thing that happened out that way. That's how big was that? You know, but we want to see that happen.
It's just a gap,
and the players get that opportunity. Yeah, it's true. It's just, you know what I mean? It's like a dash. Did it happen?
It happened, but it didn't happen.
It was a dash. It happened. Did it? You know, they were doing some amazing things out there during that time as well, Southern Cal football was. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about some sports that are about to get back to work, we hope. We've heard about a game plan for the NBA, possibly in Orlando. Heard about MLS and things that they're hoping to do to get things going again. We know that the NFL camps have reopened, the facilities are reopened, and we hope we count down the days until the players are able to come in and work out. Even high schools in the area have been given a date when they can begin working out individually or in small groups. But what about baseball? There seem to be some hangups there. We're going to talk about that as we continue. We head to the 9 o'clock hour. You stay with us. Sam and Jarvis Davis sitting in for John Chuckery on this Monday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available on the radio.com app, on your smartphones, and all of your smart devices.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.